Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to think about the day laborers that we meet in the parable that Jesus just told. Now, are you the kind of person who is up at the crack of dawn and ready to work first thing in the morning? Or maybe you overslept a little bit, or you had a project at home that took longer, and so you came to that square late. Or you've been traveling, and it took longer for you to get home, and now half the day is over. Or maybe you had a job that was only half the day, and you still need the whole day's wage. Or maybe your family was sick, your wife's fever finally broke, and you were just hoping to have a chance to sweep up after everyone so that you could maybe find something to provide some soup for your child. You see, today's parable is a little bit different for all of the people throughout the day. And it's different for us as well. Have you ever gotten upset with God when you hear or realize or are reminded that grace and forgiveness can come even to bad people? How do you feel about God's grace and love when you hear that someone who transported thousands of kidnapped human beings so that they could be sold like livestock into slavery, how do you feel when you hear that he gets that grace? That's John Newton, the writer of the hymn, Amazing Grace. How do you feel when someone or something reminds you that God is not necessarily fair? See, this parable helps us to confront some of these questions. Do we celebrate God's grace for all people, or do we grumble? Because Jonah grumbled. In our Old Testament reading, Jonah is sad, he's angry, he's upset with God because God did exactly what Jonah knew that God would do. God was gracious and merciful, and Jonah wanted destruction and catastrophe to reign on Nineveh. Eventually, Jonah went to Nineveh and told them that they needed to repent, but he did as little as he could. He did the bare minimum effort in hopes that his message would get lost, misinterpreted, or not even really be heard. But Nineveh heard his message, and they repented. God spared Nineveh, and that's what upsets Jonah the most. You see, to Jonah, Nineveh was filled with conquerors and kidnappers, with opportunists and thieves. As far as Jonah was concerned, no one in Nineveh should be spared, and they should all get what they deserve. To God, Nineveh was filled with children of God who deserved love and forgiveness. This is even the rub in today's gospel reading. But today, Jonah is sore that God spared that enemy. But God is confused because Jonah knew that this was God's intention, that yes, the threat for destruction was there, but the desire was for repentance and salvation. Jonah knew that God was slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. So what is it that Jonah had to be upset about? It's like those workers first hired in Jesus' parable today. What do they have to be upset about? They agreed to work for the usual daily wage, and that is exactly what they got. No one cheated them out of anything, and they all agreed to what they got, and yet they are upset. Like Jonah, they feel cheated, even if they weren't cheated. So let's look at what happens in this parable and learn a little bit more about God's grace. Now, in the world of Jesus' day, harvesting grapes was not skilled labor. Anyone can do it. Anyone can. I know I have. I've picked grapes. You know, there we are. There's not a lot of complexity to it. You can perhaps get a little faster, but not much. So to a day laborer in Jesus' day, someone promising to pay an entire usual daily wage, which normally went to skilled labor, not unskilled. That usual daily wage, if someone was promising that to go pick grapes, that's a generous offer and that's a job worth taking. And that's what the vineyard owner does in Jesus' parable. He wants the grapes picked and he's willing to pay the entire daily wage rather than discount it in any way. And so that first group was happy to get the work and to get the wages promised because for them, it was generous. Everyone was happy. And so as the vineyard owner goes back to the town square looking for more and more and more workers throughout the day, he hires them. His promise is to pay you whatever is right. When he came there at 9, there were people excited to get the work. When he came there at noon and at 3, again, people were there and excited to get the work. Even at 5, near the end of the day, they were still excited to get the work. The owner was excited because the harvest was plentiful. We have no idea why any of the people came later to the square to be hired. Maybe they had a good reason. Maybe they had an awful reason. Perhaps they were harried and busy and they showed up when they could. Or perhaps that morning they were just being lazy. What matters is that when they were asked, they went and they worked. Everyone, all day, were asked. They were promised to be paid and they worked. Some for the whole day and some for just an hour. You see, this is a parable about God's grace because everyone is paid the same. Now you see, that's the sticking point also within the parable because everyone got paid the same. Whether they worked all day or just part of the day or even just at the end of the day, everyone got paid the same. Those hired at the end of the day or even in the middle of the day, they saw this as grace, pure and simple. They knew that they hadn't worked all day. They knew that it wasn't skilled labor. They knew that they deserved less, and yet they got it all. They knew they really hadn't earned it, and yet they received it. Now, the ones that got hired first, they grumbled. They forgot how excited they were when they were hired. They found that the promised wage was what they got. But you see, instead, they were comparing what they got to what others got, and they felt jilted. A person who worked 1 hour got the same as they did, and they had worked all day, so they were grumbling. Now, if we think about that usual daily wage representing God's love and grace, in the kingdom of God, the harvest is plentiful. In the kingdom of God, grace is plentiful and available all day, every day. We who have felt the power of grace in our lives know that truth. We who have been named and claimed in baptism, we who come to this table for forgiveness, life, and salvation, all of the things that we cannot earn and we do not deserve, come to us. We know the presence of God's love in Jesus Christ our Lord. This grace fuels us when we receive it and share it. This grace gets muddy when we try to compare our lives to other people's. Does God love terrorists? Yes. Does God love addicts? Yes. Does God love all the people I don't even like, or maybe they even frighten me? Yes. Does God love me? Does God love you? And the answer is still yes. It is the love, it is the grace, it is the presence of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives every day that helps our faith to grow and aids us in bearing fruit. It is the usual daily wage. But it's really not a wage because instead it is a gift. It is the undeserved love of God. It is the presence of Jesus in our lives that inspires us and then sends us out into the world to love our neighbors. This is what Jesus is describing today. Should we grumble at our grace? Should we grumble at the grace that comes to someone else? The love of God comes early in your day, early in your life. The love of God comes also later, after we've refused and gone off to be the most important thing in the universe. The love of God remains with us. No matter how we try to ignore it, the love of God changes lives. It changes our life. It changes the lives of those around us. It changes those lives all day, every day, from now until forever. Because that is grace. That is God's grace. That is all day grace. And it's ours because God loves us. God loves you, each of you and all of you. And God wants to work with you to share that love with neighbors and strangers, with family and friends, even with enemies. God loves you. God loves us all. And that is powerful good news, now and always, today and every day. Amen.